it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a Tier Tuesday here on Jones and Keith. It's brought to you by Jackson Lumber and Millwork. You can visit Jackson Lumber and Millwork for all your residential remodeling or commercial building materials and supplies at Jackson Lumber and Millwork, providing solutions and delivering results since 1946. Now, Keith, last week we tiered off AFC wide receivers.
That's right.
This week, it's AFC running backs.
AFC running backs. So we'll go with the following tiers. Again, they are fluid, so we can add or subtract. But you figure at the top, all pro. You're the best around. These are the best around running back in the AFC.
Best around, yeah. .. in the AFC.
Below that, Pro Bowl.
The guy's Pro Bowl caliber.
Pro Bowl caliber.
Caliber.
Pro Bowl caliber.
Yeah.
Tier below that, starter. Starting back. Starting back.
Nice okay. player.
Good player.
Nice play.
Plays at the table.
Yeah.
Right?
He's not the
as
worst.
Steve Latimer once said.
He's a starter.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then bottom tier for now would be someone has to get carries.
We are dealing with amateurs.
Yeah. Like they're out there, but they would like to improve that spot.
You don't feel the greatest about
no.
it.
No, no, no.
Okay.
And well, so it's not every. These are like the top backs on each team. It's not every single running back rostered would be here all day, but these are the top backs currently in the AFC.
Okay.
All right.
Let's get down to it. Who's first up, Billy?
Number one, James Cook.
James Cook's good. He's had a monster game.
He did. He's had a monster two games, really.
Yeah, he's very good. I think he's Pro Bowl.
So that's what I
think. He's pretty Pro Bowl caliber.
I think he. I would not put him all pro, but I think starter's selling him a little too low. Like the Bills don't have good receivers, but the Bills have Josh Allen, and this kid's good.
I think Pro Bowl's the right place.
Okay.
I do think, as you said, I mean, that's just a high-powered offense, and so does he stand out a little bit more there than he would elsewhere? Not his fault, but just when you have to account for Josh Allen and everything that comes along with it, that probably accounts for some of the production there. So I think Pro Bowl's probably the right spot for James Cook.
All right.
Devon Achane.
We just saw him firsthand.
Same?
Pro Bowl?
You think he's higher than that?
No.
Okay.
Maybe lower.
Oh, yeah, he's lower than that.
Yeah, maybe. He's fast.
He had, what do you have, 92 yards receiving? He didn't step out of bounds.
He stepped out of bounds. He had to stay in bounds.
Okay.
He might win that game.
You think
he's
lower than Pro Bowl? Wow.
I don't think he's great. You think he's, like, really good? See, I would think, what did he run for, like 20 yards?
He did not run for many yards. I mean, specifically last week.
Last year, he had 900 yards rushing, almost 600 receiving.
That's 1,500 yards.
All right.
I mean, look, I could be talked out of it. I would say.
He does have an offensive genius calling the plays.
I would say Pro Bowl caliber.
Pro Bowl caliber.
No,
Pro Bowl's fine.
Okay, I was gonna.
Yeah, fine.
Billy, break the tie.
No, Pro Bowl caliber.
Nick did a good job parachuting him with the stats. That was good.
Yeah, I mean, he didn't run for a lot of yards last week, but I don't know, 1,500 total yards, pretty good back.
Okay.
Ramondre Stevenson,
starter.
Well, allow me to maybe introduce a fifth tier.
Oh,
everybody's calling them the Cerberus backfield.
People
so
won't
what
stop.
If he had like a
nonstop,
like a Cerberus tier, because I feel like he is better than a starter. Maybe it's recency bias. He had a great game. But he's not as good as Pro Bowl. Would he be like in the middle? Is that fitting, the Cerberus backfield?
Yeah.
In the middle?
Let's pop. Oh.
What is that?
I was going to ask if we had a
cutest
drop for that.
Cerberus ever.
That is Cerberus?
That's apparently.
It's the only barking sound effect.
Only one of the heads is barking there?
Yeah. Well, that's what happens when you put
you
Nick,
should have more.
That's what happens when you put Nick on the spot for a three-headed that's dog right. monster. Can we hear that one more? This is what the
dog monster?
Little chihuahua.
Stand back.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. All right. Leaves a little something to be desired.
That's
but I think that's
a little better than starter.
But I think he's middle of the pack.
Okay.
Pack of dogs.
All right. Cerberus backfield.
Yeah.
All right. So that kind of answers the whole Patriots backfield, right, Billy? Do we have any others?
Number four, Travion Henderson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He'd go there.
Antonio Gibson.
He would also go there.
I think put him there.
Yeah. Put him all in
that's
the Cerberus
backfield. That's where they
backfield.
Deserve to be.
All right. 1, 2, 3.
Look at that.
All right. There. Now we're talking.
I found it.
There we go. Wait, one more time. Now we're talking. Yeah, now that's a Cerberus backfield.
That's really
that's
good.
That's beautiful.
Thank
okay.
You.
Stevenson, Henderson, Gibson all belong there. That makes sense. What else, Billy?
When a woman just bit into her hot dog, she was also biting down on a bag full of cocaine.
All right, well, that's different. That's a different kind
really
of thing.
Really, with
the hot dog. Excuse me. That's the wrong drop. All right, go ahead.
Breece Hall.
I feel like he...
Nice player.
Good player.
Nice player.
So you think he's a starter? Yeah, so Breece Hall's weird. Wasn't he the offensive rookie of the year like 2 years ago?
Yeah.
He was like really good.
And he looked awesome week one against this crappy Pittsburgh defense we're going to see. And then last week he did nothing against the Bills. I think the Jets kind of hate him, which makes me lean starter.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if he's a free agent. He signed somewhere else. He looks
and
like he did
better.
Early in his career. I think the Jets, for whatever reason, kind of hate him. I'd go starter.
So would you rather have the Patriots running backs than Breece Hall?
No.
Yeah, so that's what's tricky about this.
Right, like if you're telling me I could trade, well, maybe I'd rather have Henderson, but if you're telling me I could, young, if you're telling me I could trade Stevenson and Gibson, the two of them for Breece Hall, I'd take Breece Hall.
But if you could have all three or
Henderson puts, no, that makes sense.
You could have all three, rather than
we
can
defend the logic.
Yes, yes,
Henderson kicks it up a half notch to the Cerberus tier.
Good.
So we can defend Breece Hall as a start. I like that, Keith.
All right,
let's do that.
I think we figured it out.
Okay.
Derrick Henry.
There we go. Those guys. Pretty nasty.
Now he, if you want to look at stats, had
a
terrible week
two. But also they didn't need him. It's not like, where were you? Like they won by
we trust that he's pretty good.
Yeah.
So I think best around is a good place for Derrick Henry.
Okay.
Chase Brown.
Nice player.
Good player.
Nice player.
Yeah, I think if you asked me this before the year started, I would have kicked him up a tier. I loved what I saw to him last year in that whole Bengals offense, which now looks like a mess. He hasn't been great the first couple of weeks, at least compared to his production late in the year. So starter is probably
right. Yeah. We'll see what he looks like now,
this
too.
This is what I'm saying.
Right.
Without Joe Burrow, what's that whole offense going to look like? So even if he's just kind of demoted a tier because we're not really sure what that offense is going to look like, and if he's capable of stepping up without Burrow, I think starter with Breece Hall is the right place put him.
Quinshon Judkins.
We're dealing with amateurs.
So we just saw his first go. He's not in a great spot, obviously, but... Yeah, I think someone has to get carries.
I think that's
at least
where,
right now.
That's where he belongs right now.
Yeah.
He just played his first game, as you said, this past weekend. Yeah. He could still deal with a suspension at some point this year.
Right.
The NFL did their investigation. They met with him. I don't think that's off the table.
No.
Maybe I missed a headline.
Bottom tier.
But, put him in the – I mean, somebody's got to get touches, and that's who's the Browns running back right now.
Jalen Warren.
Same?
I believe he leads the Steelers in receiving yards this year.
Yeah, well, he had a great week, too.
He had 85 yards last week.
I don't know what he did week one.
Yeah, but like, no.
No,
that's a classic.
We are dealing with amateurs.
Yeah, someone has to get the ball or get carries or whatever. Yeah. Like, that's not a strong part of their team.
The other running backs there are Caleb Johnson, who they drafted this year, who you're not going to see. I guarantee you, he's not anywhere near a field after his mistake last weekend. And
he wasn't
Kenneth Gainwell.
Anywhere near the field anyway.
No, but he was out there for
the
kick return.
He was
out there for the kick return that he butchered. You won't see him on the field. He might be inactive this week. Kenneth Gainwell's the other back. So, yeah, I mean, somebody's got to get the ball there. It turns out it's Jalen Warren. But, I think that's the right place.
And as far as just straight up running the ball, Ashton Jeanty and Achane didn't do much against the Pats. So you're like, I don't think Jalen Warren does either on Sunday.
Neither.
Yeah.
Nick Chubb.
We're dealing with amateurs.
He's old.
Yeah,
was really good.
He had one nice run last night where he was able to break out 27 yards for a touchdown. If this were 2 years ago, Nick Chubb might be Pro Bowl. He might even be higher than that. I mean, he was great.
Yeah.
I think he's a shell of himself. I'd have him on the same tier with Judkins and Warren.
Only starting because Mixon's hurt.
Yeah, he's got to get touches.
Yeah. He's there for four. Someone has to get carries. Yeah.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Joe Mixon.
All right, so he's out for 4 weeks, but where do you put him?
Well, at least
he's out there.
I wouldn't expect
nice
him
player.
Back.
Good player. Nice he's player.
You're going to be back week five?
Well, that's where they put him on the IR, right?
No,
I
think it's going to be longer than that. I have doubts if he plays this year, but he's better than Chubb.
Yeah.
And when he plays, he's good.
Is he Pro Bowl?
I don't know.
No.
I think
Is he Cerberus?
No. I don't think he's Cerberus.
Okay.
I mean, starter probably sounds harsh based on his production for his career, but he's just such a wild card injury-wise.
Yeah,
I think we're kind of splitting the difference between no production and Pro Bowler when he's healthy. I'd put him at starter.
That probably makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jonathan Taylor.
You want to go all Pac-Man?
Yeah.
Yeah, he probably needs to be separated from, like, Cook and Achan.
He was so good.
Like, I don't think he's as good as Henry, but he is really, really good.
Right, if we're going to rank within a tier, which you know I love to do.
Yeah.
I would have him below Henry, but above those two. But he belongs on the best around tier. We admittedly might be overreacting to what he did on Sunday, but he was awesome on Sunday.
Yeah, but when he's healthy, he's had just monster games for many seasons.
Great down the stretch. Yes. Last year, two or three years ago, whatever it was, he was the best running back in football.
No, that's fine.
When he's out there, I think that's where he belongs.
All right.
Travis Etienne.
Good two weeks.
Good 2 weeks is right.
He was a disaster last year. He was good earlier in his career, so I don't really think we know. I'd
go starter?
Yes, I'd leave him there.
Starter for now? Okay.
Nice player.
That's exactly what he is. Nice player.
All right.
That's exactly what he is.
Tony Pollard.
Nice player.
Yeah, is he somebody needs Tony touches, Pollard. Or is he a nice player, good player, nice player?
I think he might be a step up from those guys.
From
Junkins, Warren.
I think he's a nice player. I think he's a starter.
Tony Pollard, he's a man. He can do it anytime.
Did he pay off for us in a Bozo touchdown parlay last year? I think he did.
Was he one of our guys?
I remember that drop specifically from a Bozo touchdown parlay, yeah.
All right, well earned then. Earned by Tony Pollard.
Does he get his own tier? No.
No, I don't think. Okay. A Bozo parlay tier? No. Let's not go crazy.
All right, nice player. Starter.
Yep, starter.
J.K. Dobbins.
We are dealing with amateurs.
Yeah. Jeez. He's been really good. Keith, I don't need to tell you.
I got him.
You've been starting him in fantasy. I don't need to tell you. It's an interesting running back room you got over there.
Well, they both kind of are go there. They're kind of like splitting carries. I think Dobbins will probably steal more of the touchdowns. R.J. Harvey will probably have, like, he had a 50-yard run week one. That's probably all you're going to get from him. They're both, like, not really playable.
So let's put them both in
there. I think they both go and someone has to get carries.
Somebody's got to get carries.
Third running back there?
I was going to say, another Cerberus?
Yeah, there is. Tyler Bidet, I think is how you say his name.
Bidet.
No, I'm not joking. I believe that's how you say his name.
Tyler Bidet.
B-A-D-I-E. I think it's Bidet.
Should we put him, Cerberus, Dobbins, and Harvey in the Cerberus?
I wouldn't. No. I think somebody needs to get the ball.
Good.
Yeah. But it's close to Cerberus.
You're thinking about it.
It's either that or someone needs touches.
Yeah, okay.
Andre Harvey.
Yeah, put him next
to
Dobbins.
There with Dobbins.
Put him next
to
Dobbins.
Not the Cerberus.
Making a case for it.
Isaiah Pacheco.
At best, starter. He's stunk. He was bad last year, and he was hurt, but he was bad when he came back, and he's been terrible the first 2 weeks.
I think bottom.
Okay, fine.
Great. I think bottom.
I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
He's been terrible.
Yep.
We're dealing with amateurs.
Thank you.
Kareem Hunt.
Same.
We are dealing with amateurs.
Yeah, probably. Especially this day. Although we could put Hunt and Mixon in, like, a bad guy tier. They're a bad guy.
He's a bad guy. Yeah. There could be a bad guys tier.
Could be a bad guy.
I have to do more research on all of these backs, though.
That's
if we wanted to do that.
Right.
So where are we putting
I would
him?
Say I think Hunt and Pacheco, like Dobbins and Harvey, are both bottom tier.
Kind of split that backfield there.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fair.
Ashton Jeanty.
I don't know what to do.
This is an issue. Good player.
We both like Jeanty. He hasn't been very good. He's averaging like under 3 yards a carry.
I didn't make it till the end of the game last night. Nick told me he outright got benched.
Oof.
Yeah, for the kid from New Hampshire.
Like,
in the two-minute drills, they took him out.
Dylan Laube was getting reps over him last night.
Was that Tom Brady's decision?
He's like, get this bum off the field.
I don't want to see this.
I mean, look, if we do this again in 2 months, we might feel different, but we're doing it right now. It's starter.
Oh, I thought you were going to go even
worse. No, I wasn't going to go that low. Are you going to go that low?
No, I'll put him in starter, but I think that's sort of like wishful thinking. I mean, even Judkins probably played better than
you think we're being too kind putting him there?
He's only played 2 games.
We are dealing with amateurs.
No, starter. Let's put him in starter.
Yeah.
But arrow down. And if we're going to power rank, he is probably bottom. Because he's in a tier right now with Breece Hall, Chase Brown, Joe Mixon, Travis Etienne, and Tony Pollard.
If we did it in the preseason,
he would have been Pro Bowl.
That's exactly. No, yeah. So he's already dropped.
Yeah.
Well, maybe. I might have put him
down. No, that's not going crazy.
I think starter, and maybe we're still being too kind to him. He looked atrocious last night.
Yeah.
Not as bad, I don't think, as the next guy, though.
Okay.
Omarion Hampton.
We are dealing with amateurs.
Now, I might be lashing out for fantasy purposes, Keith, but this is a guy I was quite high on, given just the fit in that offense with Harbaugh. I think he was my offensive rookie of the year pick.
There's a lot of bad backs.
Kiss that one goodbye.
Yeah, that's not happening.
So if we have Jeanty on pedigree at starter, this guy might need to be lower based on how he's
also averaging just 3 yards carry.
And there's been like There's been no room to run. He looks like he can't catch. Like, it's like all these things that you read about him coming out and you saw in his film, like, it's just, it's not there. So I right now, bottom tier.
Wow. Anybody else?
Najee Harris.
Same.
Has to be.
So that whole
division. We're dealing with amateurs?
Has like two scrub backs.
Honestly, AFC, when you really.
Bad backs.
Well, and the receivers really weren't as good. We got a ton of people. These are AFC running backs. Last week was AFC receivers. We got a ton of people saying, where's Justin Jefferson? I'm sure we're going to get, where's CMC?
You're not putting McCaffrey on your list.
Yeah, I mean, like, I'm sure we're going to, where's Jahmyr Gibbs? Like, I bet we're going to get a lot of it. Yeah,
this thing's pretty wild.
Yeah, I don't know. How to check out?
All right, so it almost looks like stairs because the bottom tier is so big. And then like the top tier, actually the top two tiers have the same number of players. So all pro is just Derrick Henry and Jonathan Taylor.
Which I feel strongly about. I think we nailed that.
The Pro Bowl tier is just James Cook and Achan.
So those are the first two names we put in there. I was worried that was going to be a crowded tier. That's
it. No, it's only those two guys. All right. AFC East, interesting. Cerberus backfield, the big three there from the Patriots.
Mm-hmm.
Just them.
Okay.
Not the Broncos backs.
We thought about it.
Thought about it.
But that would have cheapened the tier. Yeah. I think we nailed the Cerberus tier right there.
The starter tier would be Breece Hall, Chase Brown, Joe Mixon, Travis Etienne, Tony Pollard, and Ashton Jeanty, who's hanging on by a thread.
Jeanty would have been there if he didn't suck the first two weeks. He would have been a Pro Bowl, rather. But okay, yeah.
Someone has to get carries. Judkins, Warren, Chubb, Dobbins and Harvey, Pacheco and Hunt, Hampton and Harris.
But I think that's actually, even though it's a lot of names, it's a lot
good.
Of it's if two guys are sharing a job, then somebody's got to get carries.
Right.
That kind of by definition, if you don't have a job outright, you probably belong on that team.
Anybody else?
Unless you're the Cerberus.
Right. If you're the Cerberus, I get it. Anybody else you want to throw on the list?
Braylon Allen from the Jets, I think, is a good back.
Do you want to put him on the bottom tier just to have him on there?
Nah.
No. Okay. I have that ability.
I think we're pretty well covered.
Yeah. The NFC once again probably a little bit better again. Well, no. I mean, you have Henry and. You have Henry and Taylor, but like Saquon and Christian McCaffrey in the other division.
Gibbs.
You have
even Josh Jacobs. Like, you have there's good backs in the
NFC. Yeah, true.
Look, I think a lot of the talent's clustered in the NFC, at least at the skill positions.
Uh-huh.
That's what this exercise has taught us.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.